Breast cancer is one of the commonest cancers among women all around the world, and there are now dozens of relevant Cochrane reviews. Annabelle Goodwin from Westmead Hospital in Australia tells us more about the newest of these reviews from Issue 1, 2009 of the Cochrane Library.
This new Cochrane review focuses on treatment for a type of early breast cancer called ductal carcinoma in situ, or DCIS. This type of cancer grows only in the breast tissue, confined to the milk ducts, and does not spread beyond the breast. It is different to the other type of early breast cancer, known as invasive breast cancer, which can spread elsewhere. DCIS is commonly diagnosed by screening mammography before a woman is aware of any symptoms such as a breast lump. A mastectomy, in which the whole breast is removed, was once the standard of care for the treatment of DCIS. But when studies of women with invasive breast cancer confirmed that surgical removal of just the cancerous part of the breast, using breast-conserving surgery followed by radiotherapy, led to equivalent survival to mastectomy, then breast-conserving surgery became increasingly routine for DCIS as well. Adequate treatment of DCIS is important to prevent the disease recurring. Half of these recurrences are likely to be DCIS, and the other half invasive breast cancer. Whether mastectomy or breast-conserving surgery, with or without radiotherapy, is used, a very high proportion of women with DCIS survive their cancer. In some situations, women with DCIS may be offered radiotherapy following the breast-conserving surgery. The addition of radiotherapy has some inconvenience for all patients and may be associated with toxicity in both the short term and the long term. Short-term toxicity includes skin reaction or lung damage, and potential long-term toxicity includes damage to the lungs, heart, blood vessels, or bones. Therefore, it is important to have reliable evidence on the advantages and disadvantages of radiotherapy, and so we did the review to assess the size of any benefit and to assess the balance between this benefit and possible toxicity. We found four large, well-conducted randomized trials comparing breast-conserving surgery with and without radiotherapy. In total, nearly 4,000 women were recruited to these trials between 1985 and 1999. All four trials found a benefit from the addition of radiotherapy, with follow-up of several years. A meta-analysis of the results from the four trials also showed a statistically significant benefit of radiotherapy for ipsilateral breast events, with a hazard ratio of 0.49. That is, adding radiotherapy reduced the recurrence of DCIS, or the development of invasive breast cancer in the breast that had been treated, by 51%. We were able to separate these ipsilateral recurrences into those that were non-invasive and those that were invasive for only two trials. This means that although we found radiotherapy may reduce the risk of cancer coming back in an invasive form, the evidence for this was not so strong or clear-cut.
To see all of the analyses and to read the review in full, go to www.cochrane.org.